So weeks ago, when I learned that today was going to be my first Sunday and my first sermon for you, I hurriedly checked the lectionary readings for today, and I almost passed out when I read that one. But I normally preach on the gospel, but today it's just too serendipitous that I preach on the appointed psalm for today, Psalm 133. Because the college town that we just moved here from, all over the campus, the University of the South, otherwise known as Suwanee, the motto of life at Suwanee is the name of this psalm, which is Ecce Quam Bonum. Now, you'll see this emblazoned all over the place around campus, on benches, on windows, on plaques. Ecce Quam Bonum. Behold how good it is. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to live together in unity. A lot of students make Suwanee their home, including my family, and they come from all over the country and all over the world. It's funny, but the tiny community that we just left has 1,000 less students than the high school that Sasha just started attending last week. But there we were, all of us together, faculty and staff and students and community members thrown together in a very small geographical location of about 2 miles square. All of us making home for each other and with each other. Ecce quam bonum. The writer of Psalm 133 intended this passage to be sung. It was to be sung by the Jewish people to express their joy in coming together to worship at the temple where God had promised to meet them. Its words prepared pilgrims coming to Jerusalem to celebrate together as a family, people from all corners of the world to come and seek a new home and community. The psalm imparts blessing and life to God's people, and it proclaims oneness in faith, abundance and unity, themes that literally flow from Psalm 133, and they're based on an ancient proverb, kindred who dwell together in unity, being likened to good oil and the freshening qualities of morning dew, things of comfort, things that made people think of home. These words of the psalm reminded the people of God that their family relationship was established not by blood, but by their mutual share in the community of God, a community that received its blessing from God. In our Christian tradition, Psalm 133 is often used as an observance of the Eucharist, which calls us to a family table where Christ welcomes us all. Psalm 133 inspired the foundation of monasteries and abbeys and intentional communities, and even became the motto for life for such institutions as the University of the South. Ecce Quam Bonum paints a picture of the ideal of brothers and sisters, fellow pilgrims in faith, dwelling together in unity and making a home for each other. Now, in theory, this sounds great, right? We know that in community, whether it's a wider group like a state or a city or a neighborhood, or in a different context, like a school or a parish or a family unit, that life together can be exuberantly joyful. But sometimes it can be devastatingly hard. It's not always good and pleasant. All you have to do is turn on CNN to know that hatred and misunderstanding and intolerance can thrive right around us. Just like what's happening in Charlottesville. And in even far less dramatic civic matters, we've seen what happens when there's an interruption in service or a road closure. We're not very charitable to one another. Close quarters does not always equal close relationships. We know about this on some small scale, don't we, through our lives with our relatives. There is peace and understanding until your sister borrows your favorite necklace, or your dad throws away your homework, or your brother eats the last brownie. And then crank that up to 11 when it's time for Thanksgiving and add more relatives in a small space and jet lag and alcohol and sibling rivalry, and you're liable to have a more memorable holiday than you bargained on. Oh, how good and pleasant it is to live together in unity. All of us have kindred based on blood ties, some of us for better or for worse. But what this amazing psalm highlights for us is a reminder that we all share in this covenant community with God. And in God in Christ. And in this community, wherever it is and whoever it's with, we're home. Next to the brooms and the mops and the garbage cans in the basement of St. Mary's Cathedral in Memphis, Tennessee, there's a little desk with an ashtray and some picture frames with smiling children. It's been frozen in time. It's exactly as it was 5 years ago when it was the resting spot of one Mary Pearson, who was the sexton or the janitor of the cathedral. She was a tiny woman, 4'11", and she was in her late 70s. And she worked every day cleaning up after all of us, taking out the garbage and scrubbing the floors and cleaning the toilets. And as it turns out, she was also the full-time caretaker of 3 of her grandchildren and a couple of her great-grandchildren. She lived right behind the church in a horrible neighborhood in downtown Memphis that was riddled with poverty and drugs and violence. And according to most of our standards, she didn't have much. But when you were at Mary's house, your cup was running over. When you didn't have enough to eat, you always had a meal at Mary's house. When kids needed help with their homework and no one else was around, Mary's kitchen table always had a seat, and there was a ginger snap at the end of every math problem. When you needed a prayer and a hug, she was always willing to oblige. And when you needed an advocate, she was always raising her hand. Every evening, the stove glowed with a fire of a pot full of something good to eat. And the front porch light was on until the sun came up. Even when Miss Mary was sick and was dying, her hospital room was a gathering place that was full of singing and laughter, and we were all there home amidst the beeps and the smell of disinfectant and hospital food. Miss Mary made home for everyone. Her smile was an open door that was never closed. There in the shadow of the big Episcopal church that was preaching the gospel every day, she was living it every minute. And when Miss Mary was around, everyone was united because she would have it no other way. She saw the face of Christ in everyone. Her love of Jesus and commitment to do God's work in this world made a place that was good and pleasant. Ecce quam bonum. My family and I left our home in Suwanee, Tennessee, a few weeks ago, and we drove through Memphis, our other home, and we struck out on a journey across America. And with each border crossed, we came closer to a new land. We crossed rivers and saw farmlands and prairies and deserts and mountains. And one day, we experienced a 50-degree temperature difference and an elevation change of 6,000 feet. We arrived at the rectory weary from the road, hungry, disoriented. But when we pulled in the driveway, we were met with hugs and sandwiches and a key that opened a door to reveal the prayers of all of you and the beginning of a new life. Two pods, 104 boxes, four recycled bins of packing paper, and 240 hours later, we began to surface from the sea of cardboard. Our lifeline were the meals and the prayers and the offers of help and the welcome and the hospitality. You, every single one of you, have and continue to make this home. Not just the rectory, but St. Tim's and this whole community. Home is not just shelter. It is genuine love in Christ that creates familiar out of the foreign. And it opens a door that's never closed. St. Timothy's is a place that thrives through giving and through extending hospitality, through creating a place for all who need to be refreshed. St. Tim's, the church, and the preschool is the beating heart of this community and the reason that our family was so called to be here, to serve here, to continue the work that you do, and to work together with you to find places in the community where there's still work to be done. To create home in a world that desperately needs healing. To be really at home is to be really at peace. And as Christians living out our baptismal vows, we strive for that peace. We work hard for that unity for all of God's children within these walls and without. It's our love of Christ and our sisters and brothers that calls us to work for God's kingdom. Ecce quam bonum. Behold how good and pleasant it is to be home.